Now to Information Desk. Our sincere apologies to Johanna Delaney and Noreen Hodgskin for sending you the wrong month's recording of the EDP magazine. You will find the July edition in your wallets tonight. NNAB Discussion Group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4pm and cost £3 at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The next meeting is on the 2nd of August. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558, or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now to more stories, including a drink driver caught by saliva, some clever con men, and the need for fit flops. But first, city leaders say we must stand together.
A strong message that hate crime in Norwich is not acceptable has been sent by city leaders in the wake of an attack on a Romanian shop. The village shop in Magdalen Street was the subject of an arson attack earlier this month. While police are keeping an open mind over whether that crime was racially motivated, the attack led to an outpouring of support for the shop owners and staff. Although Norfolk police have not seen a significant increase in hate crime, evidence from other parts of the country showed an increase following the vote to leave the European Union. And at a meeting of Norwich City Council, councillors passed a motion to show the city, unique in Norfolk in voting to remain in the EU, stands by the migrants who have made it their home.
A sports team from Norwich has done a Leicester and risen from the bottom of their league just 12 months ago to be crowned champions of their division. And the Norwich City Football Club Power Chair Squad's drive to title glory was done in the best spirit of fair play. Their players did not pick up a single booking or red card all season. The team uses specialised power wheelchairs to complete the sport, and the league they compete in, the Wheelchair Football Association League, South East Division 2, meant their dozen fixtures all had to be played far away from Norfolk in Surrey, Kent and Buckinghamshire. But despite propping up the division last year, the side finished the season with 31 points, 10 points clear of the side which came second.
A woodland burial park just outside Norwich will be given a prestigious rating. Greenacres Coney is among the 1,686 parks and green spaces which will be handed the Green Flag Award, a scheme which has been recognising the finest open spaces across the country for the last 20 years. Greenacres Coney is set in 16 acres of woodland.
A motorist was found guilty of drink driving after his saliva was found on an airbag, which went off after his car hit four stationary vehicles. Joe Spencer, 22, had left the scene of the accident in Heatherset, but his saliva was later found on the airbag. Spencer of Woodhaven Way, Wyndham, hit the vehicles on Ullswater Drive, Heatherset, last year, Norwich Magistrates Court heard. Spencer had pleaded not guilty to the charges at an earlier hearing, and Luke Brown, defending, said there was not enough evidence to prove he was at the wheel of the Saab 9-3 sport wagon at the time. But prosecutor Oliver Haswell said Spencer DNA from his saliva was found on the car's airbag, which went off during the collision. Mr. Brown said Spencer's saliva had got on the airbag after he bought the car in October, when he removed the airbag cover to replace it with a new one. But the judge said that claim was quite fanciful.
Security measures are being considered to protect a children's play park installed in Old Catton little more than a year ago, which has been subject to vandalism and antisocial behaviour. The under-9s play area was installed at Lavar Park in the winter of 2014 and 2015 using £47,500 of contributions from a housing developer. But ever since then, older youths have been congregating at the park, breaking equipment, riding motorcycles and dropping litter. Now, the parish council are canvassing residents to see if they would accept a new security fence or CCTV camera after undertaking repairs of about £700. Clerk to the council, Melanie Eversfield, said in a letter to residents that while the park was proving popular with youngsters, vandalism in that area is increasing, with subsequent costly repairs coming from parish council funds. Our male and female staff, who have approached the youths, who are all over the age of 9, have been met with a torrent of unmentionable verbal abuse, which is unacceptable and cannot be tolerated, she adds. The possibility of erecting a 2-metre-high fence outside the existing fence, with only one access gate that can be locked in the early evening, and the possibility of installing a CCTV camera, has been suggested. The parish council is asking residents to give their opinions on the best course of action.
After urgent repairs to the rail track at Colchester, there was severe congestion and delays to services to and from Norwich and Ipswich. Due to a track defect at Colchester, one of the 3 lines from London into the station was blocked. Network Rail engineers were on site to restore the train service to normal. Passengers travelling to and from Ipswich and Norwich were advised to travel on London Underground services to King's Cross and take a Great Northern train service to Cambridge and Ely. The journey time for the diversions were estimated to be about 2.5 hours.
Two highly professional con men swindled family jewellery businesses out of more than £35,000, including a Norwich store, by switching valuable gold chains for cheap, worthless ones, a court heard. Andre Gedima, aged 33, and Vasily Vlas, aged 32, targeted Jack's Jewellers in White Lion Street, and got the owner to part with £14,500 for a 22-carat gold chain. But before they left the store, they managed to switch it for a cheap copy, Norwich Crown Court heard. Andrew Oliver, prosecuting, said that it was only when the owner went to test the chain again before sending it away to be melted down that he realised that he had been conned, as it was not solid gold. In an impact statement, Mr. Oliver said the owner said he felt sick at being scammed. Mr. Oliver said the day before the con men targeted the city store, they had carried out a similar fraud on a family jeweller's in Hull, where they managed to get the owner to hand over £21,200 for worthless chains. Mr. Oliver said following the fraud in December last year, a nationwide alert was circulated to jewellers about the two men, and in January they were arrested after visiting a jeweller's in Halifax, where they were recognised. Gedima and Vlas, who appeared in the dock with the help of a Russian interpreter, both admitted the fraud in Hull, in Norwich, and both of them were jailed for 2 years. Judge Stephen Holt said they could both face deportation after serving their sentence, but this was a matter for the immigration authorities.
A 7-year-old girl whose life was saved by paramedics has met those who resuscitated her. Jane Big from Bradwell heard a cough from her daughter's bedroom in February 2013 and found Violet not breathing. Thankfully, she acted quickly by performing CPR before the arrival of ambulance staff, who resuscitated Violet at the family home. Now Violet, who was diagnosed with a rare heart condition following the traumatic incident, has been reunited with some of the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust lifesavers. Mrs. Big, who has since set up Heart to Heart Norfolk, to install defibrillators in schools and public places, said, "I can't praise the hospital staff and paramedics enough. She had everything on her side that day. If the paramedics hadn't shocked Violet with the defibrillator, she wouldn't have made it. If you suffer a sudden cardiac arrest, your chances of survival with no CPR is 5%. With CPR, it's 9%. But with CPR, a defibrillator and a shockable rhythm, the chances are over 50%. It was really lovely to meet them, and they were all thrilled to see her. Our second feature, written by Daniel Bardsley, looks at an ancient religion enjoying a presence in the city. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.